Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
And we coming over here, if we ask you the reason why you're here, what will be your answer? Why I'm here in church this morning? If you're here this morning, it's because you believe in Jesus Christ. Amen? And it's such a blessing when we say that we can believe in Jesus Christ. It's such a blessing when we can spend time with God, people. Amen? And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, about the, you know, the blessing of believe in Jesus Christ. The director of the movie, Star Wars, he said that something that inspired him to do this movie was because he wanted to make like a wake-up call for the youth nowadays that they're not even looking for the true of this life, the true meaning of this life. And he said that it's sad that nowadays people don't care for nothing. They're just living their life. They're just doing every day what they think they got to do, and they've been doing what they want to do, and that's it. And he said something that he want to do is like a wake-up call for the young generation to start looking, asking a question about God, if it really exists or not. And yes, God is. It's always there. The Bible says it's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And yeah, he said that he had to do something, and that's what he did. He did this movie. We didn't know, but now you know about it. And the Bible teaches about the blessing that is when you really believe in Jesus Christ, but also the curse for those who don't believe in Jesus Christ. And we're going to learn about that this morning. We're going to speak about that this morning. I want you to join me in your Bible, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3. We're going to be reading verse 31st to 36. Let me see if I can read those smaller letters. They say after the 40, you start losing the sight. I'm at least I feel like 25, but my body said, nah, especially my sight. You see, I cannot even read this. I don't know why they put everything in black and so on the spot on red. But I don't see no letter. I only see black pain and red pain. Well, I got something over here that can help me out a little bit better. Yeah. Help me out right there on John chapter 3, verse 31st to 36. The Bible says, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is early and speak of the earth. He who comes from the heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard that he testified. And no one received his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he who God sent and speak the word of God, for God does not give us the Spirit by measure. The Father loved the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son hath everlasting life. You have a highlighter with you? Yeah, highlighter right there. Have everlasting life. And he who do not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abide on him. Precious, marvelous, and glorious fathers, thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to let us learn more about your word. Learn more about you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord, because it's through your word that we can know you better, and we can go to the right way, and we can do, Lord, what you tell us to do. Lord, it's through your word that we can learn about obedience. Lord, it's through your word that we can get closer to you. And Father, thank you this morning for your word. Help us understand. Open our mind, Lord, our spirit to your true word and your true love. Probably we ask you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We've been reading over here about the God's word teaches the blessing of believing Jesus Christ. If I ask over here, how many of you really believe in Jesus Christ? How many people we got over here? Only two? How many of you really believe believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me tell you what. There's a big difference between believe and just heard or know about somebody else. I believe in my wife because I got a relationship with her. If I say I believe in Jesus Christ, it's because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The only way I can know, I can say I believe in somebody is when I know that I can really believe in that person. The only way we can believe in Jesus Christ is when we get closer and closer to him. When we look to have a strong relationship with him every single day of our life. Let me tell you what. It's good to believe in Jesus. But let me tell you what. It's also a curse to not believe in him. You know that those people that do not believe in Jesus Christ, they are cursed. The Bible says that. We read about that. The Bible says that they will experience the wrath of God. You know what happens when people do not believe in Jesus Christ? Look, it's going the wrong way. That's what it happened. Those that do not believe in Jesus Christ, they've been going their life in the wrong way. That's why the Bible said that we are alive for those that go the wrong way, teach them the right way. Why they don't go the right way? Well, we read a while ago about what happened on verse 33. Let me read again. Verse 33 said that he who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. If you don't receive his testimony, how you know that God is true? If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, how can you go the right way? Jesus said, I am the way, the only way, his way or no way. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you've been going the wrong way. It's like you say, well, okay, I go to New Orleans. Like let's say brother Ray said to his wife, okay, let's go eat on New Orleans. But why, if you go to New Orleans, you got to take the traffic light right there and go right way to going all the way to Bill Chase? You've been going wrong way. That's not New Orleans. You might end up all the way to the end of Bill Chase, but you're not going right. You'll be going wrong. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going wrong way. I remember when I was living in Puerto Rico back on 94, I get there. I started a job on a newspaper, and my parents bought me a car. And they brought my car, not a brand new car, you know, young boy, 20 years old. That's 5 years ago, right? I feel like. And I remember they brought the car over there. I used to go on a bus over there. And they give me all the paper. I sign all the paper. They give me the key. I think it was about 7 o'clock. They say, okay, we got one hour lunch. I said, well, I live 15 minutes away from here. If I take 15 minutes, I can't eat. 15, 20 minutes, and 15 minutes later, I can't come back over here. It's 1 hour. I got enough time. Well, I took my car, my brand new car. You know how it is. Young people, you know, they only got fever. They want to drive the car, the new car. I remember it was Mazda GLC. Well, I love the car. And I took the car and tried to go to my dad. I called my dad or my mom from my job and tell her, well, I got a lunch. I got about an hour lunch. Okay, come over here. We're going to make you a mango. Mango is the plantain. We smash plantain and salami. And oh my God. I said, of course, I go over there. And I was hungry. I was working almost all day. It was 7 o'clock. I was there since 12 o'clock without eating nothing but only a cold drink. And I grabbed my car. I tried to go by my parents' house. And I forgot the right way. I took the wrong way. And in Puerto Rico, not everybody, some of them, they have fun to tell you, if you're going this way, well, or you coming, where are you coming from? That way? Okay. All you got to do is make a U-turn and go back over there. Oh, yeah. They enjoy. Not everyone. Don't get me wrong. Not everyone. Some of them. It's like a fun for them. So I noticed that I had about 30 minutes running on a highway. I said, something is going on. Something is wrong. So I'm going to stop by the toll and I tell it, look, I got to go to Rio Piedra and I'm coming from Cataño. They say, oh, just keep going straight. I say, okay. I have to believe those people. I keep going straight. I say, it's 15 minutes ago. I can't believe. I don't think I'm going to the right way. So I get up on a fresh ramp and stop by the gas station. And I told the guy, look, do me a favor. I got to go to Rio Piedra. Oh, where you coming from? I'm coming from Catan. You're far away, brother. What you got to do is get on a ramp, go on your turn, go there straight. It's going to take you to 65, and then you're going to get to Rio Piedra. Finally, I get there. But on my way there in Puerto Rico, you know, they had the mentality it was danger by that time, so many shooting. And the car, you know, that you brought it there, they didn't insure it. They didn't change the spark plug. And every time I heard, "Pah!" I thought somebody was shooting at me. And I pushed the pedal. Oh, my God, I think they changed me. It was crazy. I'm telling you, I suffered that. So I had the experience to be going on the wrong way. And that's what is happening for those people who do not believe in Jesus Christ. Other day, I was going with one of a good friend of mine. She's like my sister. We call each other sister. And she said, "Okay, let's go. We got to go look for something." And I don't know if she was learning how to drive. And she got the wrong way. Said, look at those people. They don't know how to drive. I don't know what's wrong with them. Look, they're coming all the way to me. I said, "Wait a minute, but we're on the left line. We should go on the right line, you know." And she confused. She thought she was doing right. And she almost hit somebody. And she was the one that was wrong. That's what happened when we've been going wrong way. But you know what? The enemy, the devil, he loves to tell you that you're right when you're wrong. You didn't know that? Yeah, he loves to tell you that when he knows you've been going to the wrong way, you've been going to his way, he said, "Don't worry about it. You've been doing good, brother. Don't worry about it. You're right." Yeah, that's right and exactly what the devil do. That's right and exactly. You know, one of the things it is that Jesus said, "I am the what is me? Look at me. I am the way." When you are at school, the teacher tell you, you're going to learn if you listen to me, right? We're going to learn. We're going to find the right way if we look at Jesus. He is the only way. There no other way. But the thing it is, one of the problems we have is that we believe more on people word than God words. That's one of the biggest, one of our bigger issues in church nowadays, that we believe more. "Oh no, because Brother Raul say I don't need to go to church every Sunday, and he's a good Christian. I believe whatever he said. That's my brother in Christ, you know. He's the one to lead me to church. In fact, he'll go to church once a month. I don't need to be in church." And then you don't know what brother. No, not this one. I'm talking about another Raul. This is a good man. Not you, brother. You know I love you. I won't say that even if you would do it. You know, that's my brother. Be careful, you know. But yeah, and the thing is, people believe more on people's word than God's word. "Oh, I got to go see the prophet because he's going to tell me what I want to hear." Excuse me? The word of God did not tell you what you want to hear from God. Why you got to go to any prophet? Why you got to go hear somebody else? It's good, don't get me wrong. It's good to get advice from your pastor, from your leader. Yes. But the bottom line, the one who got to leave you God, your life, the one who guide you to God, is this word, the word of God. The one that tell you that Jesus is the only way to heaven. There's no other way. We've been having that kind of issue, that kind of problem at church. And what about when they say, "Oh, you know, Sister Laura, I'm sorry I don't go to your church no more. You know why? I don't feel the spirit in that church." Holy Spirit, where you at? Come over here. Where is that? They say it should be in church. I thought it should be on me. It should dwelling upon me. I thought it was in me instead of the building. People, it's wrong. People, they don't know what they're doing. They're not looking for the right way. The right way is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that's going to make you feel the Holy Spirit. You know how many people say that they're looking for a church where they can feel the Spirit? Really? I thought the Spirit was living on me. That's what Jesus said. When he will leave, he will let the Holy Spirit to abide me, to guide me. So not in church. You got to be in me. And let me tell you why, when you say, "I leave the church because I don't feel the Spirit," it's because you probably never had in your life before. Yeah, believe me. That's what's going on. That's what happened. Look, one of the problems, Jeremiah said, "Cursed is the man who trusts in men and make flesh his strength, whose heart depart from the Lord." That's the problem, you see. When we trust more on people than God's word or the Lord, we depart. We get away from the Lord. Look, we got to be careful. If you believe more on what people say than what God tells you to do or his word, you've been going the wrong way. You've been going the wrong way. We got to find a way. We got to find a way to go back to the right way. Look, we had to believe that the problem is with those people that do not believe in Jesus. They believe on their own will. You don't need to tell me nothing. No, brother, I know you read the Bible, but I know I read the Bible probably a lot more than you. You don't need to tell me. I know a lot better. If you know a lot better, why you don't go the right way? But they believe their own will. No, I think. It's not what you think. It's what the Bible says. It's what the Bible says. But those people do not believe in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what. There's a lot of people in church that they don't believe in Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I mean, but not in this church, that other church out here, out of town probably. Yeah, believe it or not. There's a lot of people that they in church, but they not believe in Jesus Christ. They go to church probably because they got a habit to go. And because they want to look like Pastor Emilio and they want everybody to look like, they you know, look cute. That's probably why they want everybody to look, you know, look that they look nice. That's probably what happened with a lot of people. But not really that they going because they believe in Jesus Christ and they going to church to do what the Bible tells you to do. There's a lot of people like that in church. Yeah. You know, it's sad, but I have to tell you this. Not everybody in church I will see in heaven. Hopefully not. Hopefully I see every one of you up there. And I say, hey, Brother Ray, how you doing, my brother? You know, I hope that happened. But sad, and believe it or not, not everybody will go to heaven. It is true. The Bible says that. But those that try to do their own will, they prove that they don't believe in Christ. And you know, they be suffering. Why? Because they're going to try to do what they can. And we got limited. As a human being, we have limitations. You know that? But God is the God of the impossible. God can do a stuff that we can't do it. I remember one of my boss, he moved to another company. They tried to bring me there. He said, I would love to have Jose. He's a good worker. He's everything. He's very responsible, but he had limitation. You know why he called my limitation? That someday I had to be in church. That someday I can be at work. If I had to go to work, it happened a lot of time. It happened to me a few months ago. I was working all night. Before work on night, the last weekend we work on day, I had to work. What I had to do, I got to go to work, 12 o'clock, go to church, after preach, go back to work. I don't like to do that. But I had to miss the time in between. Or if they give me the opportunity, I will take the whole Sunday. I don't need to work 7 days a week. I'm good with only 5 days. 4 days would be better. Or three, they send me check home, even better. But I had to. You know, we two girls in college, you that have kids in college, you know how easy it's not, you know. But yeah, they say I have limitation because I have to spend time on Sunday with my church, with my people. And even to be a pastor, I have to be here in church every Sunday. And those of you that know me before, you know that. You remember that. I used to play on a van. Yeah, I used to do the percussion, all that stuff like that. And now feeling more hard that I got to be in church every Sunday. People call to that limitation. But let me teach you, the real limitation is when you can try to do and believe in your own will. That's what I can call real limitation. Let me tell you what, if you do that or continue doing that, you know what will happen with you? You will face the wrath of God. Yeah, you will face the wrath of God. Why? The Bible say that. The Bible said in Hebrew chapter 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You know that? It's fearful. It's horrible. The Spanish Bible says it's horrible to fall in the hand of the living God. Those do not believe on his son. For us, no, we will receive his love. I'm enjoying God's love every day. You know, when I'm at work, I got to work outside. I work on refinery. When it's hot, I got to be out there. And especially all the equipment around, they hot also. If the temperature is 105 around those equipment, you will feel like 120. And I feel God love every time he provides for the cloud. I said, thank you, Lord. You know how blessing I feel every time he give me a claw, you know, and I got a shade. And thank God I don't feel that heat too much. Every time he provides a water bottle like this, thank you, brother. Yeah. But you know, when the Lord provides for the water, oh my God, when we're thirsty and drink water, you say, thank you, Lord. I can really, really experience your love. I don't know of you, but I do. I'm experiencing God's love. But those who not believe in his song, they will face the wrath of God. That's sad. And it's terrible. It's time to change this cursing if you're doing this for enjoying the blessing of believing his song. The Bible also teaches you and shows you the blessing we enjoy when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we really believe, when we're really looking for a strong relationship with his son. The Bible also teaches us that. Look, the Bible teaches you that the blessing of believing Christ makes you speak of the truth. You know that the Bible said that the devil is the father of the lie, and those that do not believe on Christ, that's what they do. Just lie. I remember I had a boss. They call it a liar. Yeah, you know, he wants you to do a job, but he knows you can do it. He always lied to you, and he promised stuff to people that he never did because he didn't believe. He was atheist. And one time we get together, and he said he was going to the seminar, try to be a preacher and all that. I say, really? Well, what bring you to be an atheist? He said that one day, his dad is a pastor. And he said he opened the door of the bathroom. His dad was on the bathroom. He was right on the mirror trying to speak in tongue. I'm not trying to speak. He was practicing how to speak in tongue. Make him back up. And after that, he became a big liar. A big liar. But those who believe in Jesus Christ will speak of the truth. And who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the truth. Yeah, he said that. In Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 67, this he said in Romans 10:15 said that, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. It's beautiful. The Bible says that it's beautiful when you speak the truth, when you can share the gospel with somebody else. How do you feel? How do you feel the time that somebody bring you to church, the day that you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You should experience something that you cannot even speak about. You probably don't know how to explain. But the person who bring you to Jesus Christ, what he feel, I can tell you, they're not explanation. There can be. That's out of this word. That's out of this word. And the Bible said that those who believe in Jesus Christ will make you speak of the truth. And Jesus Christ is the truth. Tell the one next to you, Jesus Christ is the truth. I didn't hear that. Tell the one next to you, Jesus Christ is the truth. He's the real deal. Believing Jesus Christ is the real deal. Yeah. Help you to go right way. You know, opposite to those who not believe in Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ, help you to go the right way. He said, I am the way. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. I don't care who you light up a candle and try to pray for your salvation. You only can get salvation through Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He is the right way. He is the only way. There's no other way. In fact, the book of Acts on chapter 4, verse 12 said that, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under the heaven given to among men by which we must be saved. It's only through Jesus Christ when we believe in him. But don't forget, believing in Jesus Christ is not just saying or just coming to church. He's having a relationship with him. He's obey his commandment. He's obey through his word. What you learn through his word is being doer of God's word and not just listener. That's what the Bible said. Yeah. Help you to go the right way. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you've been going to the right way. You've been going to the right way. You've been going to the place. You on your way to the place where we belong. We belong to heaven. But it's sadly that many people do the wrong way and they can go there. A lot of people. The devil, he was there. He wasn't there. But he took the wrong way. Where he going now? All the way to hell. Sadly, but it is. And the last, those who believe in Jesus Christ have the whole of eternal life. How many of you have the whole that I spend the rest of your life in heaven? Those who believe in Jesus Christ have the whole of eternal life. You see, that's what I'm saying. As a brothers and sisters over here in church, we have to try to get everyone, you know, to try to get along. We have to try to love each other. We have to. Because, Sylvia, if you hate me here, be prepared. You're going to see me every day, rest of your life on heaven. If you really like me, you're going to have to start, you know. Yeah, you're going to see me every day on heaven. Look at Manuel Emilio. Oh, my God. It's going to be for eternal life. So we got to try to get along together. We got to try to love each other. Look, last night we have on a wedding, we have an awesome time how we joke. And one of the guys said, man, it's unbelievable. People outside, they think that Christians do not have a phone. And look, we're not drinking. And we have a phone that I can say the word how I feel. Yes, when we get, you know, like brothers in Christ get together and spend time, like the Bible says, it's good. We enjoy one to another. We joke one to another with our fans, and everything is nice and nice. Last night, the only complaint is, if you see my belly growing a little bit, that was last night. I wasn't like that. I think Friday I had like 5 pounds less than last night. After that, you see, eating a lot of chicken, a lot of different rice, jambalaya. Oh, my God. Somebody brought my wife, she brought some pig leg. Oh, my God. A lot of food. All kind of salad. And then they say, Pastor, you want to try that? I'm full of it. But just try this one. And then, you want a piece? Okay, I got mine. But I don't want more. You want this piece? Okay. And I said, well, I can't say no. They will be offended. You know, and I... Believe me, you know, I don't really want to eat, but I don't want, you know, the pastor really is better. No. Come on, bring it over here. Come on, don't take it back. Come on, bring it over here. That's the only complaint, but it was good. When brothers and sisters in Christ get together, we have fun. We have awesome time. What about when we had the conference a couple of weeks ago? We have fun. I've seen people that I didn't see probably in years. I say, oh, sister, man, long time to see you. What about your kids? Oh, I have grandkids now. I say, really? You see, we heard some news. We have fun. But more than everything is that we're going to spend the rest of our life on heaven. It's such a blessing when we believe in Jesus Christ, know that we will spend the rest of our life in heaven. And my question to you, Lord, church, today, my question to you, and I want you to meditate on this question. Are you really a believer or are you only a visitor? Are you really a believer or are you only a church visitor?
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart presented, a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.